What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Chelsea Echo. Welcome to your voice note review of Chelsea 8, Noah 0. A very tough day at the office for Chelsea Football Club. One which I think was strewn with lots of errors because Chelsea didn't concede and scored 8 goals. I really don't know what else to say. They did come in 2 by 2. If you do 4 times 2, that does equal 8. And that is the amount of goals that Chelsea scored. A big, big performance by Chelsea. I would say it's a benchmark. It's not really. The players which needed to perform, they did a decent job. They did all right. Mikhailo Mudryk, I don't think I've screamed as much as that since a goal's gone in my life this season. Poaches stand finish. But that's about it. Job done. Chelsea carry on in the Conference League, on the ride to Poland, and hand you over to the boys. See you later.
And guess what? As well as hearing me at the ground, you can hear me in the studio as well. That's right, guys. I am a multitasker and we are here to listen back to Enzo Moreira's comments as well as what we have to say about the game. And as you could tell, I was very excited about Mikhailo Mudryk scoring an absolutely chef's kiss example of a goal. And it seems that after 2 solid performances, the questions were asked, can we expect to see him in the Premier League?
But we consider Misha, we consider all of them every game. The thing is that we have 24, 25 players, so we always try to take the best 11 that we think. The important thing is that Misha continue to improve like tonight. He scored a fantastic goal. He had some good moment, so the important thing is that he continue to improve.
So Mikhailo Mudryk potentially, finally, stamping his authority on that Chelsea first team. We'll have to see. But Enzo Maresca there, keeping the cards close to his chest. But as you could hear from the preview of the Man United game, I, for one, am definitely on the Mikhailo Mudryk propaganda train. And I will continue to be so until he gets in the team and finally starts to get his flowers, which I think he is potentially going to earn over the rest of this season. But speaking of players earning their flowers, Dan was actually having a little think about this game and if potentially, what we all think, it maybe didn't, could it potentially have an impact on Enzo Maresca and his team selection for the Premier League?
I think the big question of this game is how much relevance is it going to have on his selection, Maresca's selection for the Arsenal game. I was really excited to see Tyreek George start, Rakitić off the bench, Chukwuemeka off the bench as well, João Félix, really, really good performance, Mudryk, an outstanding finish, and just a high scoring game that was really enjoyable. And I have to say, I felt a lot of sympathy for Noah, especially in that first half. I just do ponder the progression for these players into the first team when it's so dominant, but then it's kind of hard to be a true reflection on a Premier League game, especially against Arsenal. So I think it's a conversation me and Louis keep having. I think João Félix has done himself no harm in Nkunku later on in the game, scoring a couple, but I think more so still kind of feels like there's a big distance from the Premier League to the Conference League. But the Conference League looks like a competition Chelsea should be winning, and I think these players will continue to get minutes, and if they can win like they have tonight, enjoyable foray in midweek.
So let us know, are there any players that you thought that played against Noah that maybe deserve that opportunity to come into the Chelsea first team for the Premier League? At the Chelsea Echo on Twitter, at the Chelsea Echo _ on Instagram. Elon, please hurry up and give me back my Twitter account as well. But having said all that, Dan did mention a player in there in Tyreek George. And there's an interesting story around his selection for tonight's game.
Yeah. No,
it was very good. I think it was very good. I said before the game, probably with young player, sometimes it's better to tell them the day before so they can prepare. But with some of them, it's better to tell them at the end so they don't get nervous. So the plan with Tyreek, we knew already that he was going to start, but we just I just told him 2 hours before the game, and I think he was very good. Also, Sam Rakitić, when he was inside, was good. Very happy for Mark Guyot that at the end he scored. He didn't get many minutes with us this season, but he's working hard. So, and they are all, you know, 18, 17, 19, it's important.
So, some nice moments tonight for George, Rakitić and Guyot. Or Guyot. Play-Doh. We'll stick with Play-Doh as we have done on the Chelsea Echo Pod since he was signed. And if you are new around here, by the way, guys, and you are enjoying this content, and you are maybe not so new, and you have been enjoying this content, and you haven't done this yet, you know what I'm going to ask you? If you give us a 5-star review, it really would help the pod with everything that we do to try and make it better and better every single week for you guys. But instead of talking about that and asking for reviews, I'm sure you guys want to know a little bit more about tonight's game. So it's time to go to the only part of the show which has a jingle, which has been adjusted slightly and remixed for the voice note review. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Tom with some of the stats and some of the stat shagging.
The Chelsea Echo presents Stat Shaggers.
Well, there we go. Chelsea 8, Noah 0. Spent most of the second half hoping for 10, didn't get it. And I think that goes down as the most pointless game of football I've watched in my life. Completely different levels between those two teams. One player who did stand out today from a Chelsea perspective, Enzo Fernandez. A lot been said about him recently, obviously this personal situation as well. But today he delivered. He only played a half, he got taken off at half time. But in that first half, he managed to get 3 assists. Completed 27 out of his 30 passes as well. He had a very, very comfortable game, and there was a noticeable difference, I think, between Chelsea in the first half with Enzo Fernandez on the pitch, distributing and calmly playing around. And obviously in the second half when Cesare Casadei came on, and obviously Kean Idris also came on for Marc Guiu, whatever you want to call him, who went off at half-time as well. He got his first Chelsea goal in a competitive match. But yes, a very comfortable win. And I mean, Chelsea look almost guaranteed at this point to be top of the Conference League with, obviously, Shamrock Rovers as our last home game on the 19th of December.
So, numbers have been given to you about players, interviews have been given by the manager, and of course, the Chelsea Echo have given you everything you need to know about Chelsea's 8-0 victory over Noah. As you can tell, we are all slightly disappointed and slightly jovial at the same time at the fact that Chelsea didn't get 10 goals and didn't even get close to the European record of a 13-0 victory from 50 plus years ago. Yes, that's right. I gave you a stat, but it's a history one. It doesn't count. But that has been everything you need to know. If you have enjoyed the pod, please make sure that you give us a 5-star review. Follow us on all our socials and make sure you stick around over the next 24 to 48 hours for not only your final score show, which will be released obviously tomorrow in the morning, but also make sure that you tune in for the Chelsea Echo and our preview of Chelsea versus Arsenal on Sunday. But that has been everything from us. I've been Louis, that was Tom, that was Dan, and we had the big bald man Enzo Maresca giving a presser. Hope you've enjoyed the pod. And we'll see you later.